Blog Talk Radio.
To be on. Thank you for having me.
Yes. What got you interest in becoming a wrestler?
When I was in junior high school, everyone was talking about this wrestling. So I was like, all right, what's wrestling? So I started watching, and I got really into it, Stone Cold, The Rock, Trish Stratus, Macho Man, and I just fell in love with it ever since. So I always wanted to be like a Trish Stratus and a Stephanie McMahon, so I was like, all right, let me try it out. My brother, as I got older, I was 21 years old, and my brother was working out at the gym with this guy who was training to become a wrestler. So he introduced the two of us, and I went with him one day to a wrestling school. And I tried it out, and I was the only girl, and all the guys were like, oh, yeah, she's going to be done within the next 2 days or so. And I just kept going every single day because I loved it. So that's how I got into wrestling.
Yes. What are your memories of debuting for American Championship Entertainment?
Oh, gosh, that was so long ago. I was really nervous. I was a valet. I wasn't wrestling yet at the time because I was still brand spanking new. It was a lot of fun. The locker room was very welcoming, and everyone was polite, which is such a difference from locker rooms today because everyone back then was respectful, and nowadays some people are just not respectful, and it's awkward being in the locker room sometimes.
Yes. You also worked at WXW, Samoans Alpha's company. How was that experience?
Oh, my gosh, I love the Samoans. They're awesome. Afa, he's amazing. He's so nice, and I would just drive down, and I actually drove down one December in a snowstorm and wrestled the first match, and it was a tournament, and I lost the first match, but I still drove all the way there just because Afa always treated me like I was one of his own. And actually moving to Florida, I actually worked with Pops for WXW down here, and he's the same. Just the Samoans are super respectful and awesome promoters to work for.
And you also had a long career at WSU. What are your memories of working there?
WSU was the first all-women's promotion that I've ever worked for, and I worked for the Mick. He was the promoter at the time. And all the girls there were super awesome and super nice to me. And I was really nervous, but I was homegrown from day one. Like, when I first walked in there, everyone was very nice. And, like, WSU then and WSU now is totally different. Since the Mick left, this other guy took over. I mean, I heard he's not a promoter for them anymore, which, thankfully. But anyways, he took over the promotion and took this all-women's company and turned it into women and men, which I don't agree with at all. I hate when guys wrestle girls. I just don't think it makes any sense, and I think it takes away from an all-women's promotion that was built for many years, and it was just destroyed. So,
yeah, definitely agree with that, with the different direction from it also. I would think it should be done at least one time for, like, the king and queen. That was the only chance right there for men and women, and that's it. Now they're doing it, like, men on women.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the king and queen was awesome. We had one year, Jay Lethal and Miss April won the tournament, and then you had, like, Mercedes Martinez and Julio. They won a tournament one year, and it's just so different because, I mean, there's promotions out there that are based around men because, you know, men can wrestle and women can't. But,
true.
But every men's show, there's at least one women's match. So, I mean, if you wanted to take over an all-women promotion, then why not just throw in one guy's match, a guy versus a guy? Or if you want to do a mixed tag, do a guy with a woman and another guy with a woman and just do it WWE style, because it doesn't make sense. If a guy's going in there and hits a girl, the girl should automatically be dead. So that's my input on the whole, like, men, women, wrestling. It just doesn't make sense, which is why WWE doesn't do it, because it just doesn't make sense. I mean, TNA will do anything just because they're awful, but but I just don't think it makes any sense.
Yes. What are your memories of teaming with AJ Lee when she was formerly known as Miss April?
AJ and I are actually still very close. We still keep in contact all the time. I considered her to be one of my closest friends in wrestling, the only person I could trust that was female in wrestling, because in this business you can't trust anybody. It is exactly like high school. Everyone talks about everybody, and I try not to get involved in that drama, which is why I was leaving wrestling to begin with, because I just couldn't deal with any more, like, drama and just the Florida indies. I just couldn't deal with it anymore because I'm so used to New York wrestling, and it was just different here. But her and I grew together within WSU. We both started at the same time. I actually took her spot for NYWC, New York Wrestling Connection, in New York, and she went for her tryout with WWE, and I was informed that she had gotten signed, and I was super happy for her, and she's never changed once to me. She's always been the same exact person since day one, which a lot of people, they go in and they get signed, and they have a huge ego afterwards and just forget who their friends were, like who they started with. But she wasn't that type of person at all, and I adore her. She's awesome, and I think she's doing a hell of a job with WWE right now. Her promos are on point. Her wrestling has gotten 110% better, and she's just a good girl.
Yes. What are your thoughts of working with the beatdown baddies of Roxy Cotton and Annie Social?
I've only worked with Annie a couple of times. Roxy, I've wrestled numerous times when I first started. Again, they're both really nice girls. Yeah, that's all I really have to say. I don't really know them too much. Roxy and I did a WWE tryout together. She's a really cool girl. And Annie, I don't really know too well, but when I got to work with her, she was super nice.
What are your memories of working with Beth Phoenix on an episode of WWE's SmackDown?
She was super nice. When I had gotten to the arena that day, because it was at the Dunkin' Donuts Arena Center in Providence, Rhode Island, and she was the other first one there at the building, too, because I got there super early because I wanted to be professional and I was super nervous. But she was super nice. She actually took me over to Vince McMahon to introduce him, so I didn't have to do that by myself, which would have been even more nerve-wracking. So she was nice. She worked with me, and, yeah, we just did our thing.
And you also had done work with the Jesse character, also Ray, known as Ray Gordy. How was that experience?
Who was that?
Jesse, that's also Ray Gordy, Terry Bannon.
I was like, who? Jesse and Festus. He was really nice. The only thing we did was a promo together, but he was cool. He was super nice. He actually came up to me after my match with Beth, and he told me that we were going to be doing a promo together. So we went, we did the promo, and that was even more nerve-wracking because I wasn't expecting it at all.
What are your thoughts of Rick Cataldo?
Oh, Rick's my buddy. We were always driving buddies on the road. We would go to every show, and every show we basically would go to Taco Bell and be fatties. And, we just traveled together all the time. He was my road buddy, and he's an awesome person. He's a very cool person. He's very down-to-earth.
Yes. What are your memories of feuding with Alicia and WSU?
It was good. I knew Alicia beforehand, before teaming with her. I studied her work because I like to study everybody that I'm about to either team with or wrestle against, so that way I can get familiar. And, she actually helped me train a little bit. We went to Johnny Rod's school in Brooklyn, and she taught me a couple of things because I was still brand new and I wanted to learn from a female's perspective because I never trained with a female before. So she helped me out quite a bit.
And what is your memories of holding WSU Spirit Championship?
The Mick wanted to actually build me up because I went from being a babyface, but I went over to WXW, and I was a heel for the first time ever, and Mercedes Martinez was like, you're so much better as a heel, like, you're yourself. And I was like, I don't know how to take that. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? But she told Mick to switch me over from babyface to heel. So he did that, and that's when I started becoming a Spirit champion and trying to go for the world championship. So I held the title four times because Mick was just pushing me and pushing me because he literally thought I was going to get a contract with WWE, which never happened. But he just tried because he knew I was a really good heel. I'm not trying to boost my ego, but I was able to get the role over. So.
And what are your thoughts of forming the Cosmo Club?
that was cool. It was Rick and I, which was really, really cool because we've been teaming together for so long. And then just we had Jana, we had Cindy Rogers, and then we had Amy Lee and Melissa Coates. Amy Lee was our bodyguard, and first Melissa Coates was, but that got switched. But, I mean, it was just a bunch of different people thrown into a group to become one stable. And, I mean, I thought it was a cool concept. It just, you know, when you take a group, it's hard to form everybody to fit into the same character and into the character you want them to become. But it was fun while it lasted.
And what are your memories of working with the former Rosita at TNA?
Do you want my honest input on that one? I was very good friends with Rosita, and I'm a very honest person, so I'm just going to be very blunt about this interview. I was very close to Rosita, and my ex-boyfriend at the time, I'm going to leave him nameless, but he had told her that I had said something, like, you know, drama, a.k.a. drama, because that's what wrestling consists of. But anyways, yeah, so we got into this thing, and he just didn't trust me for some odd reason. But I still like to keep everything professional. She's just very unprofessional. She just doesn't like me for some reason when we were super close, and I actually helped her out a lot with wrestling. Like, I took her over to a good school to get extra training. I got her on her first indie booking when she got signed to TNA. I was right there to congratulate her, and that's someone that just, it's a smack in the face to you, because like I was saying about AJ, how she never changed. This girl did a complete 360, thinks who she is, and I don't like her. That's my honest opinion on her now.
Right.
Very blunt. I'm honest. I don't hide anything, and she knows I don't like her either, so it's fine.
Right. remember where you came from, what got you
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Exactly. Go be a rosebud.
Yeah, exactly. Another segue.
I told you, I'm very honest. And if you screw me over or one of my friends over, I'm just going to say it how it is. I'm not afraid of people, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't even, people couldn't hardly see her anyway with the rosebud, just a few second clip.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate on people. I mean, go ahead, do your thing, girl. But, I mean, karma's an ass kicker, and it's going to come back and kick her in the ass because she thought who she was, so she deserves some karma.
What are your thoughts of you and Rick working with the Bell Saints?
Oh, Marty and Tia. That was cool. I mean, they're both very nice girls. I don't have, like, much to say because I don't really know them too well. It wasn't, like, a long-term situation. But when we got to work with them, it was fine. They were really easy to work with. They were new, so they listened to everything that Rick and I had to say. So they're respectful.
The Women's Fed in Canada, NCW, Femmes Fatales?
Yes. That was fun. That was my first long road trip on a plane. I'm petrified of planes, especially nowadays, hearing about them all getting shot down and stuff. I rather drive. But it was definitely a long trip, but it was so much fun. I love Canada. That was a heck of an experience. I didn't really understand how to order food because everyone was speaking French, and I have no idea. I'm lucky I could speak English. But it was fun, and the promoter is really cool, too, and Cherry Bomb, she's a super sweet girl, too. So she made it very comfortable working in a different environment than I'm used to.
What are your thoughts on Sassy Stephanie?
She's again, she's cool too. We had the longest battle ever. I think it was like 2 years. It went on for way too long. You can only wrestle a person so many times because you're not going to make yourself better by continuing to wrestle that same person. But she's very nice. It's just, yeah, I'm sure she feels the same way. Like, it was fun to wrestle each other, but how many times can you wrestle somebody without getting bored or repeating the same thing and showing the fans the same thing over and over again without them getting bored?
And what are your memories participating in the Jake Cup of 2011 and
I'm trying to remember the 2011. Was I in the Jake? Oh, yeah, I was in a couple of years. So, that's when I won both of them. 2011 was cool. That was my first time winning a tournament. So that was cool. I had to wrestle a lot of times, and I was tired. Very, very tired. But 2012 was cool. My last match was against Athena. I mean, we've spoken since this, but that was a shoot in the ring. It wasn't a work at all. We just went in there, and, like, I don't know what happened. She just gave me one good shot and busted me open, and I don't appreciate that unless you say I'm sorry. So we just kind of went at it, and if you actually ever saw a picture of me giving her a Boston Crab, I'm legitimately sitting on her head because I don't tolerate cuteness inside of a ring. But we've spoken about it since. She's apologized. But it was fun.
What are your memories of working with Mercedes Martinez?
I actually really like Mercedes. That's somebody else I wrestled quite a few times, but I never really got tired of it because she actually brings something different to the table than other female wrestlers because she can work like a dude. But it was I had fun with her. Like, we went to when I was in Canada, we got to do a promo there, and she's helped me since day one. She's always criticized my work and helped me out, and she actually, I feel like, helped me become better.
And what are your memories of working with Amy Lee?
Amy, she was fun. I was scared to wrestle Amy, I'm not going to lie. I knew I was going to have my ass handed to me. But we went out there, we did our thing. I was her retirement match, and I was actually, like, surprised by that. But it felt cool being someone's retirement match. Their last match is with you, and they've been in the business for a very long time, so I was honored.
And do you have any memories of working at Shine?
Yeah, I have memories of working at Shine. Lexi Fife is really nice. She's a very she's a good promoter and a good wrestler. I mean, she took me in, and she actually helped me out quite a bit, too. Like, she helped fix some mistakes that I had from – everyone's different with their wrestling skills. Everyone learns a different way. So she would help me, like, show me the correct way to do something. So I like Shine. They're a very good women's promotion. And, I mean, they're basically – I mean, them and Shimmer are the only two women's promotions now because WSU can't even be called – women superstars uncensored. I mean, they should change their names, but I mean, I think it's cool that they're actually keeping all women's promotion.
Right. And do you watch the current product of WWE, the Trouble TNA and ROH?
I've watched Ring of Honor a few times. I really like their work. I think Delirious has a really good thing going with that school. WWE, yes, I still watch their product. I'm always going to be a fan of WWE. That's what I grew up on. TNA, I can't stand TNA, to be honest with you. I never could stand it. The only reason why I would ever watch TNA is to watch the women's matches because I wanted to kind of get ideas so that way I could take some persona with me into a wrestling ring, because, like, the Beautiful People, for example, I actually really like their work as heels, and my main thing was to be the ultimate heel I could be, so I would watch a lot of their work, but other than that, especially nowadays, I think TNA is going downhill. It's just because they have one too many promos, and they have a bunch of people, like, don't get me wrong, the people can wrestle, but it's like, how many times are you going to see, like the crap? Like, it's just awful. Like, I don't know. I can't watch it. It's not good. And it's not the wrestler's fault either. It's just how, like, Dixie Carter and people put it together. It just doesn't make sense.
Yes, and they right now is trying to get a new station to be on, since they're about to be canceled, and she's gonna have to learn from her mistakes.
I mean, if I was another, like, channel, I would not even want TNA on my channel, because I feel like it doesn't get any ratings. Like I said, like, there's talent there. It's just that they don't know how to use their talent. You know, and I mean, they need to step up their game, get rid of Dixie or something and get new people in there and, like, I don't know, bring in, like, Ink or something. Just throwing it out there. Because, like, they bring back some of these old wrestlers, and then there's fans out there who say that they want this person and this person. Why not give the fans what they want? Instead of giving the fans what they want, you're having an empty arena, and that's why you're not getting any ratings. Like, nobody wants to watch the same thing over and over again. Instead, you're taking WWE NXT rejects and trying to build them up. And no offense, it's not getting you anywhere.
Right, definitely. And you got to give praise to WWE recently. They have three women's angles storylines going on in the on television with maybe two or more women's matches also.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I like that. Like, that's the thing I would say with TNA. When I would watch it, I was like, the only thing they honestly have going for themselves is the women's matches. Nobody cares about these guys' matches because they, like I said, they don't know how to use them.
Right, definitely. And do you see women... women's wrestling continue to be very popular in the mainstream going forward?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, I don't know. Like, it used to be something more, I feel like, but now it's just women wrestling men, and it just doesn't make sense. And a lot of women, like, are retiring. Like, Nikki Rock's retired. Rain retired. I was retired, but I came back for, like, a little bit. I'm not back for long, but, I mean, a lot of people are leaving just because they can't deal with the business anymore. Like, it's not fun to be in wrestling anymore. It's just, it's a whole different atmosphere now. So, I mean, as far as women's wrestling goes, I mean, I hope it still goes for a while, but I don't know.
Yes, do you have any thing to plug for any upcoming shows for the listeners?
Yes, I do. I have a show actually Saturday night in Marietta, Ohio. It's called West Coast Ohio Wrestling. I'm so bad with names, and please forgive me, but it's myself and my husband, Jesse Neal, against Angelina Love and Robbie E. So I'm the only non-TNA person in that match, might I add.
I'm not a TNA person.
Yes, my husband's next to me, sorry. But yes, that's it for now. We do have upcoming shows coming up in New York, because we are going to be moving to New York, getting out of Florida. So there's going to be a lot of upcoming shows within the Ohio, New York region. So, I mean, we have one coming up in October on the 26th, I believe, but it's not plugged yet, so I got to wait to announce what it is.
And do you have a fan page for any of the listeners?
I have my Facebook. It's Brittany Savage Neal. So I think it's www.brookcarter.com. Well, Facebook. / Brooke Carter, whatever. I don't know. I'm retarded with this internet stuff now. Ever since I had a baby, it's like I don't know. Everything's gone downhill with with my memory. But,
yes,
and then I have my Twitter.
That is that's awesome. And yeah, we're about to run out of time and. It's just been a pleasure for you to come on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you can come back anytime to the Wrestling F Factor for your opinions or in anything or just to interact with the fans out there.
Awesome, great, thank you.
All right, you have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Brittany Savage. If you want to interest in the archive of the show, it's on Wrestling X Factor group page or at blogtalkradio.com. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.